This is the Saka Merli of the 9th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, in order to fly back with the Father, you must become completely pure and surrender yourself fully. Even this body is not mine. Become completely bodiless. Question. What fear must you remove in order to reach the high destination? Answer. Some children are very much afraid of the storms of Maya. They say, Baba, storms trouble me a great deal. Stop them. Baba says, children, this is a boxing match. In that boxing, it isn't only one side that attacks all the time. If one of them punches 5 times, the other one would definitely punch 10 times. This is why you must not be afraid. Be a Mahavir, a brave soldier, and become victorious. For only then will you be able to reach your high destination. Song, I have come to your doorstep having taken an oath. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. The song definitely has some significance, which is why the Father has brought this record to explain its meaning to you. This is called dying alive and belonging to the Father. After belonging to the Father, you belong to the teacher. After belonging to a teacher, the majority adopts a guru. When Christians have a child, they christen the baby. They go and put the child into the lap of a guru, whether he is a priest or someone else. Priests are not Christ. They would say, you are becoming a Christian in the name of Christ. Now, you children first belong to the Father, that is, you become bodiless. Whatever we have, our bodies, minds, and wealth, we offer it all to Baba. We die alive, that is, we souls belong to him. This should remain in your intellects. Whatever belongs to me, my body, my wealth, my property, my relationships, etc., are all to be forgotten. When a person dies, he forgets everything. The destination is so high. We are bodiless souls. Make this firm. It isn't that you shed your bodies and die. No. You souls have not yet become completely pure. You belong to the Father, but Baba says you souls are impure. The wings of you souls are broken. Souls are now unable to fly. Because of being Tamo Pradhan, not a single human being can return home. Maya has completely broken your wings. Baba has explained that a soul is the fastest of all. There is nothing faster than a soul. Nothing can be compared to a soul. At the end, all souls will return home like a swarm of mosquitoes. Where will they go? They will go very, very far away, beyond the sun and the moon. They will not return from there. Rockets go up there and then return. They cannot even reach the sun. They have to go far beyond that. You have to go to the incorporeal world, which is above the subtle region. You souls receive wings. Souls settle all their karmic accounts and become pure. There is a lot of praise written of the time of settlement. All souls have to settle their karmic accounts and return home. Now all souls are dirty and sinful. There are many great gurus, sages, and sannyasis who consider themselves to be gurus and say, I am the Brahm element. I have attained the Brahm element. They are sitting here. So where would they have reached in the Brahm element? You now understand that as souls, you reside in the Brahm element. However, no one can return there at this time. All souls take rebirth here. This drama is unlimited. All actors definitely have to come down from there to play their parts. All souls have come onto the stage. When it is the time of destruction, all will have come down here. What would they do staying there? An actor would not just sit at home and not play a part. He would definitely have to come into the play. When everyone has come down from there, the father comes and takes everyone back. The father says, although I am down here, souls still continue to come down. The number continues to grow number-wise. You will then return number-wise. Everything depends on your stage. This is why you have to die alive. It takes effort to have the faith that you are a soul. Children forget this by repeatedly becoming body conscious. Only when you surrender yourself completely can you remain soul conscious. Baba, all of this belongs to you. Even I belong to you. It is as though this body doesn't belong to me, and I now renounce it. Baba, I belong to you. Baba says, belong to me and break your attachment away from everyone else. It isn't that you have to come and settle down here. You also have to do your business and look after your home. Children have to settle their debts with their parents and definitely give the return by serving them. Children become indebted to their parents for their sustenance. The father is now sustaining you. All of those who came in the beginning surrendered everything instantly. They didn't keep anything for themselves. They surrendered everything, and you children are purifying Bharat with that wealth. Only Bharat was completely pure. There cannot be anyone as happy and pure as the people of Bharat were. Bharat is the greatest pilgrimage place, where the purifier father makes the whole world pure from impure. Even these elements are now your enemy. There will be earthquakes. There will be storms because everyone is Tamo Pradhan. There will also be natural calamities that will cause a lot of sorrow. At this time, everything causes sorrow. In the Golden Age, everything gives happiness. There won't be storms or a hot climate, etc. there. There are very few of you who understand these matters too. Today they are here and tomorrow they will no longer be here. Therefore, it would be sad that they haven't understood anything. Although they come here, not all of them remain strong all the time. Soon after they go back from here, someone would write news of them after 10 days. Baba, Maya has eaten so-and-so. This continues to happen. When small plants become big, they bear fruit. They then have the strength to make others like themselves. They bear fruit. After belonging to the Father, you also have to create subjects and heirs. Some become guides and come to Baba thinking that they have reached their destination. But no, the destination is very high. They say there are many storms of Maya. You now belong to the Father, and storms will therefore come. They say, Baba, we belonged to you. We took our inheritance from you. Then, having taken rebirth, we passed through 84 births and now belong to you again. I will definitely receive my inheritance from you. Therefore, such a father has to be remembered a great deal. You also have to make others similar to yourselves and give the fruit. How else would the rosary be created? How will you make others the Father's heirs? Subjects are needed and heirs are needed to sit on the throne. Many come to the Father. They then divorce the Father. Their intellect's yoga breaks and the game ends. Some children come and ask Baba, Baba, how can I make my stage become unaffected by storms? Baba continues to show you ways to do this. Remember the Father. Storms will come. In boxing, have you ever seen only one side continue to be beaten? Definitely both of them would have courage. If one of them punches the other one 5 times, the other one would punch 10 times. This too is a boxing match. When you continue to remember the Father, Maya will continue to run away. However, this will not happen instantly. You have to wrestle with Maya. Don't think that Maya won't hit you. No matter who it is, this is a big boxing match. Many are very afraid. Maya completely catches hold of them by their nose. This is a battlefield. Maya creates big obstacles in the connection of your intellect's yoga. All the effort is required for yoga. Although Baba says that he loves knowledgeable souls, it is not that he only loves those who give this knowledge, because there also has to be accurate yoga. Remember the Father. Don't be afraid of the obstacles of Maya. You are becoming the masters of the world. Will everyone become this? The rosary of 16,108 is very big. It will be completed by the end. There will be so many princes and princesses till the end of the Silver Age. There are some signs of this. There are the signs of the 8 and the 108. This is absolutely right. At the end of the Silver Age, there will have been 16,108 princes and princesses. There will not be that many at the beginning. First, there are a few of them, and then the number continues to grow. All of them are created here. You have a very good chance, but it requires a lot of effort. It is also sung in the song, I will never leave you, even if I die. Baba, this body, mind, and wealth all belong to you. I am becoming bodiless and remembering you. I will connect my intellect and yoga with you. Baba says, all of this is for you, children. Children say, everything I have belongs to you. They say, all of this was given by God. Now, Baba says, all of this is to be destroyed. What do you have? Even those bodies will be destroyed. I am now exchanging them for you. You simply exchange them. And therefore, Baba says, children become bodiless. Remember me. Make your intellect surrender everything. This is the story of King Harishchandra, who asked for his belongings to be placed in trust. The father says, I explain to you the essence of all of these scriptures, etc. I made you into kings and queens with the mouth of Brahma, and I am now doing that again. Human beings can never teach human beings Rajoga and make them into kings and queens by reading the Gita to them. So what is the benefit of listening to the Gita? The father says, I come myself every cycle and make you into the masters of the world. Only when you belong to me will you become an heir. Therefore, the more you stay in yoga, the purer you will continue to become. Baba, all of this belongs to you. I am just a trustee. I will not do anything without your orders. You also take directions as to how to carry out earning a livelihood for your body. Generally, it is the poor who give their full accounts. The wealthy cannot give them. They cannot surrender themselves. Only rarely do they emerge. There is the name of Janak. They have children and joint property. So how can that be divided? How could they get hold of their property individually to be able to surrender it? The father is the lord of the poor. Mothers are the poorest of all. Kumaris are even poorer than they are. Kumaris never have the intoxication of an inheritance. Sons have the intoxication of the property of their parents. So, in order to claim the inheritance of paradise, you have to renounce all of that. Donations are always made to the poor. Bharat is the poorest of all. America is very wealthy. Are they given the inheritance? When Bharat was the wealthiest of all, there were no other religions. There were only the people of Bharat and just one language. God is one. I establish one sovereignty, one religion, and one language. I establish the one almighty government. From one, there will then be two and three. There are now so many religions, and therefore there definitely has to be one religion. It is a matter of 5,000 years since there was that one religion. Scholars have written that the duration of the Golden Age was hundreds of thousands of years. They don't understand what the Golden Age is. They think that when someone has died, he has become a resident of heaven. that he has perhaps gone up above. In the Dilwala temple too, they have shown heaven above on the ceiling. And this is why people are confused. In fact, heaven is not up above. You know that you will now go to Baba and then come down here to rule. This knowledge should remain in your intellects so that you can explain to anyone. Maya, the bird, eats up weak ones. This is why a photograph is asked for and a register is kept. Baba receives all the news. So-and-so shot such an arrow of knowledge that I became a child of Baba. It is also mentioned in the scriptures that arrows were shot by Kumaris. Oh, why did you forget the father? These are called arrows of this knowledge. You just have to remind them of the father. There is no question of an arrow of violence. Baba says, I explain to you the significance of all the scriptures through the mouth of Brahma. Brahma definitely has to be here. They have portrayed Brahma emerging from the navel of Vishnu. They don't know anything. People have just written whatever entered their minds. There is so much dirt. There are so many with occult powers. When the truth emerges, falsehood opposes that. You now understand that Shiv Baba is incorporeal and that this Brahma is corporeal. But there is no question of a navel, etc. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence, Vadarna, 1. Now become a knowledgeable soul, not one who just listens to this knowledge and relates it. Also make effort to have remembrance. Become bodiless and remember the bodiless father. 2. Belong to the father and break your attachment away from everything else. Even this body does not belong to me. Become completely soul conscious and completely surrender yourself. Blessing, may you set yourself on the seat of a master almighty authority and easily remain a constant karma yogi. Once you have set some machinery, it will continue to function automatically. In the same way, once you set yourself in the stage of a Master Almighty authority, words of weakness will never emerge. Every thought, word, and action will automatically continue to emerge according to that setting. That setting will easily make you a constant karma yogi, an easy yogi who constantly stays in the stage of being free from any impure thought. Slogan, to say Baba Baba instead of I is the proof of having remembrance. of your signal, to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. Only those who are tolerant are able to remain stable and also cheerful using the shield of the drama. If you are not tolerant, it will be difficult for you to hold the shield of the drama. Whatever actions you do at this time, constantly remain aware of Karan Karavanha. The Father is inspiring you to do everything, and the ones who are doing everything are his instruments. If you act in this awareness, you will experience yourself to be playing a part as a detached observer. Om Shanti.